Over here, the Kuntres Acher begins with David's Midas Karis Lehu Chulu. So this was when they brought the Arin after it was captured by the Plishtim. So they were carrying it on the Agola. And by right, the Torah says, Bakos if you sow, you have to carry it on the shoulder. So the Gemara explains that this was like a punishment for David. Because David said about the Torah, he says that it was Zmiris. He says Zmiris, Hoyulichu Kecha Beveis Meguroi, Pasuk in Tehillim, that it was like a song to me. So the Eibishter says, David, Zmiris Karis Lohuchulu, you're calling the words of Torah a song? This is like a song. You'll see, you'll forget. Even a halacha that children in school know that the urn must be carried by Kosev Yisou and not on the wagon. This is what sort of a punishment for David HaMelech. So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain what is the connection between this punishment and David. What's so wrong with David saying Zmiris? What does it mean, Zmiris? And the Alter Rebbe basically is going to explain that there is two levels. There are profound and powerful levels in Torah. But one is the chitzonius of Torah, and one is the pnimius of Torah. So in other words, David HaMelech, when he called it Zmiris, he was only praising the Torah by its external level, but he did not praise the Torah by the pnimius level. And from that level comes the level of shikha. That's why he forgot. Because pnimius becomes something in essence with you, you don't forget. Something which is external, you forget. Because David HaMelech only spoke about the Torah in the level of Zmiris, as the Alter Rebbe will explain, that it's a phenomenal concept over here. Because you say, if you do a mitzvah, or the Torah, you do a mitzvah, if you miss one detail of the mitzvah, so the whole mitzvah is no good. What does a mitzvah do? A mitzvah brings up and brings down tremendous lights and energies. You know, the whole godliness is affected by a mitzvah that a yid does. But if you make one mistake or you do one thing wrong, boom, it's all over. So a person can realize and see the power of Torah. That the one Torah, one instruction of Torah has the ability to either cause all these great things to happen or not. So that is what is meant by David HaMelech. It says, Zmiris Karis Lehu. But the Alter Rebbe will explain there is actually a deeper inyan, a pnimis deeper inyan, which is the Ein Sof, which the world doesn't even connect to it, and which means it's the Ein Sof, totally separate. That's the level. That there's level of Torah which is shashuim for the people, like for the people. But there's a level of the Torah which is just for Hashem. David HaMelech praised the Torah by the level as it relates to world, not the way it relates to Hashem. Let's look inside and see this. David, Zmiris Kodesh Luchulu. David, you're calling it Zmiris Luchulu. Hine b'zoyhar, in the Zohar it states, Shvacha d'iraisa urinana chulu. He says, there's the praise of the Torah and the song for the Torah. So it seems like the Torah is a praise for Hashem, it's a song for Hashem. But what's the praise? Ulahavin ma'u ha-shevach la-kodesh baruch hu. What is the praise to Hashem? We say, this thing is prohibited, this is permissible. So when we're learning Torah, we're praising Hashem. How are you praising Hashem with the learning of the Torah? What is it in the Torah that you're learning? One is prohibited, one is permissible. As the Rebbe says, the Rebbe explains in a note that Asur and Mutar is basically the principle of all of the Torah. Asur means that it's tied by the Chitzonim, that you cannot elevate it. Mutter means that it's untied, that you can elevate it. And, you know, kosher, posel, the other levels also come as a result of Asur and Mutter. So what kind of a praise is it to the Eibishter? So he says, he brings in, Hineyu al derech, magodlu ma'asecha Hashem, oidomku machshivisecha. Strange seems in the posel. The Torah says, how great are your actions, Hashem? How deep are your thoughts? It seems it should have been the other way around. We should first say, how deep are your thoughts, and then how great are your actions? Because the thought comes before the action. And the answer is that we only know Hashem's thoughts, how great it is, we know it from the actions. In other words, when we see, we don't we can't say how great is Hashem's thoughts just by the thoughts, because we can't reach Hashem's thoughts. We see God l'masecha, that Hashem's actions are so great, then we can say, oh, your thoughts are so deep. Same thing is with Torah. How could we see the greatness of Torah if we see the impact that Torah has on the world, that it sort of everything depends on the Torah to accomplish in the world? That tells us the greatness of Torah. Hine, for it's known, that all the worlds, the upper worlds, the lower worlds, are all hinging on one particular of one mitzvah. Everything is dependent on one mitzvah. So he gives you derech moshel, in by way of example, im hakorban kosher, if the korban is kosher, which means it meets all the criteria that needs to make a korban kosher, nasa yichud elyon, then it becomes a yichud, a unity in the supreme, and all the worlds will be elevated to receive their vitality and their flow. There was a yichud. How did the yichud help? Through a korban that was properly. But if he makes a change, as for example, let's say you receive the blood instead of with your right hand, you receive it with the left hand. That's not kosher. Or you didn't have a kosher serving vessel that you received the blood in. Or there was a interruption. So in all these cases, the carbon isn't kosher. So then all the elevation of the worlds has been wasted, nullified. And their life and their flow from the life of life, the blessed they serve, they don't get it anymore. Another example. Same thing goes when you have kosher tefillin. So what happens when you put on tefillin through the mitzvah tefillin is galin moichin el yoinim. That brings down the revelation of the supreme moichin, the zov in nukva of the zayd ampin of the midos and nukva the moichin that's in zov in nukva shehem mekoyr chayim l'chol olamos. Those are the source. They are the source of life for all the worlds. Ubadikduk echad, and in one particular thing, you don't have the tefillin proper, nifsolim, they become disqualified. Umistalkin amechin, the mechin are removed. So it comes out, when the mechin is in the midis and zoh through your tefillin, your mamshik them, you get the mechin comes down into the chayis of the world. If you don't, then you don't have the mechin, you don't have the chayis in the world. One little particular, one little thing. So this is all examples, the two examples of a carbon tefillin are positive mitzvahs, a mitzvah to say. The same thing is with mitzvah slices. Okay, gavna b'duka, mitzvah slices. The same thing is a prichtam mitzvah slices. So what do you see from here? So you see from the action of this that look, even one halacha of Torah, everything hinges on it. So from this you can reflect and understand how powerful the Torah is. Hilkoch. One who reflects what the greatness of the acts of Hashem in all of the worlds and all the armies, that everything, so you're getting a scope, what is affected by it. So because you're reflecting on seeing and all these various, the multitude of worlds and tzvam, and you see how all this is null of a subjugated from their existence relative to one particular of the particular Torah, because all of these lives depend on what, on one digduk. So it means that they're all subjugated. They're non-existent relative to one mitzvah, because the mitzvah will make a difference whether what they get or what they don't get, what they are or what they don't have, whether they're in existence or not. Everything is on one thing of the Torah. What is the dikduk Torah? The dikduk of the Torah, that's the depth of the supreme machshav of Hashem's thought and Hashem's blessed wisdom. That's what the dikduk of the Torah is. that in one particular all the worlds are elevated and they receive their flow, their vitality and their flow, they don't get it. Okay, so he has a concept a little bit of all the different worlds, because that's what he's reflecting on it. And if he sees that everything that he's reflecting on it, the more he understands, he sees how they're nothing next to one digduk of the Torah. He can get an idea what the value of the digduk of the Torah. He can get a little bit of a comprehension. So that means that through masecha, through the act of the Torah, we can go machshav esecha. From this he can reflect on the greatness of the depth of his blessed machshava, that it's without any limit and no end, and it's a greatness with to no end and no limit, on the advantage of the life of all the worlds, all the life and all the worlds and everything that you see, one digduk machshava is higher than that. Their whole flow, their whole vitality flows from one particular of the Eimek Machshavtei, of the depth of the Chochman Machshavtei, which that thought, that digduk that comes from its source, which is who Eimek Machshavtei is Baruch. That's the depth of Hashem's thought, that's where the particular halacha comes from. This is just like a here of the person that comes from the mind, which goes through, breaks through. So there's just such a smaller here, has a drop of chayis al derech moshu. And this was the joy of David HaMelech, peace unto him, that he was singing and humming and enjoying this, that he was learning Torah to rejoice his heart in when he had troubles. So in the time of troubles, he would sit and learn Torah because he saw that everything else is of no value to next to the Torah, and therefore that made him very excited. That brought about the song. And that is the meaning of the song of David HaMelech.